Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Danberg. Ohio State reports to campus today for the first day of fall camp tomorrow. 51 new faces enter the fold, including Northwestern transfer tight end Hunter Welsing, who today was named to the Mackey Award watch list. NFL, per reports, wideout Stephon Diggs is signing a one-year, $12 million deal with the Washington Commanders after spending last year in New England. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians called up their second-ranked prospect, Angel Hanal, designated infielder Gabriel Arias for assignment. Guards host the New York Mets at 6:40. Cleveland's three games back at first in the AL Central. Cincinnati Reds host the Athletics at 6:40. Reds are four games below 500, but just five games back of the NL Wild Card. This update is sponsored by High Bank Distillery Co., locally inspired dishes and award-winning cocktails. Visit highbankco.com to make your reservation today. Dine, drink, distill at High Bank.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello to you on a good, clean Wednesday.
Who's over there?
I don't know. I can't see too good. That Bill Shakespeare?
Is that Teddy over there?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike. Oh,
doing
you must
good,
be.
Oh, don't jump the gun, Tress. How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Thank you.
You must be refreshed, Teddy.
I am.
You must be ready to attack the rest of this week.
I am. Three more days?
Yeah.
Feeling good, Mike.
Can you believe it, though?
I cannot believe that it's August 5th.
And can you believe that camp starts tomorrow?
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
We're going to have some of our shows out there tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus out there tomorrow.
That's right.
Bishop and Friends out there tomorrow.
That's right. You going to say the other one?
Who's out there?
Juice.
Juice is out there. That's right.
Yeah.
Morning Juice is out there. Yeah.
I think Rothman and Ice, we were trying to figure out if that made sense for them to go that late, but I guess this is what we decided. So cut it off at noon.
I think it makes sense for them to go. You want to know why?
Because then the studio would be
coming in here and spreading out.
It is that's not that we don't like a good little hey, how you doing, guys? You know, see Matty Ice,
It's a quick transition. By the time they say goodbye and we get in here, we got to log into computers, we got to change things around, we got to get it ready for nonsense, which we bring you.
It is. It's a fire cell.
A professional show.
Not this.
Then we got to come in with the booze cart and the clown shoes. Takes a while.
That's right. I mean, if they're out, does that technically make it a beverage cart Thursday?
You know it.
If the radio station is gone doing other things.
Today is a good, clean Wednesday. What's that mean? That means you email us. We read your emails. Nothing's off limits. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. I've been getting a lot of emails recently, and I'm glad, trust me, I'm glad that you guys feel comfortable with me. That makes me happy that I have an impact in your daily life. But I'm getting a lot of mental health emails recently. And I don't know if there's any particular stats to this, because usually wintertime, the bleak months of January and February is when people have the most problems with dealing with that.
Understandable, but
I'm getting them now.
Doesn't mean that everything just goes away
because
the days are longer and the sun is shining.
I just want to tell you, just make sure to take care of yourself. I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad you're comfortable with us, part of your daily routine. But Timmy and I, no replacement for a good old-fashioned Prozac. I take several. Don't be shy now.
I might be finding out about that.
Don't be shy now.
you put it in. You put it in the rejoin. It might. You may have just written it into existence.
Leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran at 3:30. She's on Prozac. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. He's not on Prozac, but should be, at 5:30. I was watching the CNBC this morning, as I like to do.
Okay.
I like to pretend like I know what's going on.
You like to pretend that you're into entrepreneurship and business and I'd stocks like to, and what's going on out there.
Bears, bulls, people from Connecticut.
The bear market, the bull. Oh, the big companies, the big brokerage firm, they killed my father.
Really?
Well, not actually, but they hurt him pretty bad. So what do you...
They hurt his feelings.
What's up with SpaceX right now? What's happening
SpaceX
with them?
Down.
They're still way down? Are they still below water from where they're...
I think so. Unless they move today, SpaceX down.
Well, good. I didn't get in on them with my portfolio.
But the reason I bring this up, I very rarely get an opportunity to take a victory lap, but I'm going to do it here. So yesterday, McDonald's had their earnings call, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And their global business, good. Right? Sales up. However, their American business.
How much? Like bad or?
Not good.
Not
good
at all.
Where they just, the CEO just replaced like the head of North American McDonald's.
Oh, really?
And the reason they cited is the fact that their new value menu sucks.
Yeah, really?
And that it's not actually a value. People are hip to the jive.
We can get a cheaper meal just by nitpicking different singular items.
They had to buy one, get one for a dollar.
Yeah, I know.
You know? And then they went back, oh, no, we're going to take that away. Instead, we're going to give you a better value. It's not a better value unless you go and just order one thing and leave. If you get a single McChicken, you're right. You're going to save a little bit of money. Who the hell's going to McDonald's and just getting one McChicken and calling it a day?
Nobody.
Nobody. A lunatic is. Even me, I'm on the GLP-1 shots. I need more than one McChicken. What are we doing here?
You at least get a small fry and a drink.
But I remember
some kind of like smaller sized value meal.
When I was reading the news story about this, we're reading it on the air, and I'm telling you, I'm, in real time, I'm saying this is not a value, and I'm doing math in my head. You're going to pay more for your lunch. It makes no sense. And now, 4 months later, here comes McDonald's.
Well, I guess it was kind of stupid.
Well, you know,
yes, it's stupid.
You know what wouldn't be stupid is if you actually just kept it just as is, but you adjusted the price so it made sense. That's all you have to do. The value meal in itself was a great idea.
It's too
because
convoluted.
You have your sandwich, your fries, and your drink all in one. You don't have to go click a bunch of different things if you're ordering in the app. All you have to do is make sure that there's like a 15% price break when you're ordering separately, or if you have app deals, and throw in the occasional app deal with a value meal.
They also
so you're getting like a $5 regular price, like Big Mac, fry, and drink. That's what a good value meal would be every now and then.
They also admitted that they laid off the app deals. And maybe that wasn't the smartest thing to do because it seems to have upset our most loyal customers.
Don't you wish... For not just McDonald's, but for all these other sort of problems that don't really affect our lives at its core. I mean, clearly they do, like on the surface level. And when they stack up, then they do seem to affect us. Why wouldn't anybody just ask this show? If you got a question about something,
I'm with you, homie.
Whether it's with how we're configuring the front of our restaurant, how we're doing like the line system at the barbershop, what we're doing with our road signage, would you just call us and ask? We'll tell you. It's really
free.
Yes, we'll
no
tell
charge.
You got three lanes that are going through on the interstate. Well, gee, how about we have a line that has three arrows under it and not two, so we don't have 6 miles of backup for no reason at all. Just ask us. We'll help. This is what we know. I don't go to a place and notice what's right. I notice what's wrong. That's what comes out. And so then I could be like your consultant. Something's wrong with your place. Just I'll come in, take a look around.
I want to know why
30
Costco,
minutes, and then I'll write you down on a notepad what you got to do.
Why Costco is successful. Because Costco makes it very simple. And maybe that's frustrating to some people, but they continue to make money and print money. You go into Costco, you want sour cream, boom, you got one option for sour cream. There's your Daisy. Okay?
Or they might have a Kirkland signature this.
They probably won't even do that, right? They just have, here's your sour cream. This is your one choice for sour cream. We've scoured the world. We got you the best deal on Daisy sour cream. Here it is. Trust us.
Yeah, they do that a lot. I do appreciate that about the bigger stores.
And then people come in and they say, oh, sour cream. No thinking. I just need sour cream. Take it off the shelf. I put it in the cart.
I noticed that yesterday, Sam's Club, but same thing with Costco, with like a canned, like a SpaghettiO item. I was looking for SpaghettiOs. You go to the spot. What do they have? They've got the Chef Boyardee beefaroni. That's what they have.
And that's all they have.
That's what they got.
Right? You want it? Take it.
Okay.
If not,
got to adjust your mind from SpaghettiOs right now, but that's what we have for
you. The problem with McDonald's and their whole value concept is the fact that it's too convoluted. It's like, well, once in a while, we got the Big Mac meal for $8. Is that all the time? No. Once in a while. Sometimes we'll move it around to a different meal. Well, what's $8? I don't know. Depends on the meal. Hey, we got the $5 bundle. Is that with the McDouble, too? No, we raised that to $6. So the $5 bundle is good for the McChicken, but not good for the McDouble, which is now $6. But then we have the under $3 meal. Right, where everything under on there is under $3, except sometimes it's not, depending on which franchisee you go to, because they price differently.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, that's right.
Get be it? Like Costco. Make it very easy. You pull up to the sign. This says cheap chicken. And you have one McChicken sandwich. Same price for everybody.
Why are we doing that? The different, even here in Columbus, how could something cost different when we're in the
same market?
It's
up to the franchisees. And it's crazy because you go within like 2 miles of each other.
And it's different. And it's 20 different, cents different.
If it's a different franchisee owner. It's not like, oh, I went to Times Square. Rent's a little higher.
You think Holowicki's got any in New York?
I don't think so.
Holowicki's pretty big, aren't they?
You would know.
I figured them.
They're tracking you down.
I figured them to own all of them here in Central Ohio, that they've got the Central Ohio-opoly on Mickey D's.
We have some big, big news. Big news.
Huge.
I'm talking big money, huge news.
Oh, gigantic.
It's going to change the entire universe. And that's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on East Living Avenue at Ohio Avenue. And there's a 15-minute holdup with disabled vehicle that is blocking the right lane in that construction zone on the MDM side approaching Hilliard Rome Road. This report is sponsored by Witz Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witz time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witz Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, August 13th, and all email submissions must be in by August 10th. Enter today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We're looking at sunny to partly cloudy skies here for today with highs into the upper 80s this afternoon. Also tracking the chance for a few showers and storms mainly in the afternoon east of Interstate 71. We'll see more of the same here for your Thursday with highs into the upper 80s and some sunshine around. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Timmy, you know about the ED?
Ha ha! Ed?
Oh, Ed. Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
It's the Ed that you don't want to come visit your house. But you know what? Sometimes Ed is an uninvited guest. Maybe you think there's no way to get rid of ED. You'd be wrong.
Yeah.
You call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They do this all day, every day. I don't know about you.
It's their passion.
But I mean, you go into your regular doctor, you tell them about your problem. Maybe once in a blue moon, they hear somebody about, you know, oh, I got ED, doc, and I don't know what to do. And then they go up to their office and they put it in ChatGPT. What do I do for ED? Because they don't see this all day, every single day. But you know who does? Your friends, my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
Yeah, mine.
Oh, absolutely.
It probably says it in the ChatGPT.
Schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. Your initial visit, just $99, includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a T and PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that Testo's doesn't work in the office,
never had to knock on wood.
Your visit is free. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatementshealth.com. All right. I got big basketball news. I got big golfy news. What would you like first?
Let's go golfy. Let's go live. Let's go live.
Live Golf CEO says they found an investor to keep going well into the future. Not just 27, but he said 28, 29, 30. It's like LeBron standing
on the
stage.
LeBron in the titles.
Right.
Let's go.
Very well into the future. He says everything's done. Now, he won't tell us who it is or how much money they've invested, but this all sounds very legit. I wouldn't worry about it one bit.
Well, what do you expect me to show you my gun?
just saying.
Come on.
I'm not going to tell you where our money's coming from.
I'm not going to show it to you.
No.
Then the deal could just fall through if I spoke about it. That's not right. They're seeking $300 million.
I'm guessing they didn't get that.
Yeah, that's what they're...
They can be seeking it.
That's what they're seeking, and that's going to be their lifeline. I was just seeing I don't know when this was from, because you know how they do like their podium, they got to do everything different, right? So you get to like hold your own microphone when you're up there, and you're in more of like a director's chair than sitting at like a table that has its sort of drape in the front.
It's more casual.
We gotta do things a little bit different.
It's like when ESPN2 first started.
They had to write the two.
They had the two in the cursive
way.
At the script cursive, and at the desk, they didn't wear suits. They wore like black turtlenecks on NHL Two Night.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Let's rap.
Yeah, we're just sports
right now.
We're just the friendly neighborhood youth counselor. We're here to meet you on your level.
And then you bring Jim Rome out there, and he gets in a quarterback's face, and the guy wants to jump across stage and strangle him. But I was just seeing. Cam Smith was by far the most famous guy out there. Teddy, maybe you saw this running on social media. So Cam won the Open Championship. That was the one that I actually attended.
A couple years back.
My family saw him actually flying commercial back to the States with the claret jug being stuffed into an overhead bin.
No way.
They did. He sent me the photo of it.
I retweeted it.
Yeah. And then this just happened again with Ryan Fox. Fox did the same thing. Because he's from New Zealand, but he lives in Florida, and he stuffed it in the overhead bin as well.
You don't ship that back? Like you stop off at a DHL?
It makes no sense. Because even just winning that one tournament, you're already a top 50, top 100 player in the world. You're worth millions anyway. You don't get yourself a NetJets or something on the way back from a major championship, especially if you win?
If you're ever going to splurge, it would be on that.
You just won $2.5 million just today. So it was Cam, Mark Leishman, and then two other bums, I tell you. Bums that no one would want. And they were all like, oh, what would you do if this really is it? Because, yeah, that's something that you actually talk about at in a press setting for a league that's really comfortable, right? You discuss, so what if this really is it? What if it's all over right now? And Cam's like, yeah, well, I think I might go to the PGA Tour. I think it'd be a wonderful stop. Yes, of course, if they would have you. The other guys were just like, oh, I don't know. I think I might just stick it out. Like, stick it out with what? First of all, the two of you, shut up. You're not wanted. Mark Leishman, you're a maybe. Cam Smith, still kind of pissed off at you. Don't know if I want you either, even though you won a major. But I'm still bitter with this. I'm still rooting. I'm rooting for the demise.
No, they got the money. There's no demise.
And I don't want... They don't have the money.
They said...
Stop playing in a pretend world.
They have it. And by the way, if they were not ashamed to openly say, we're funded by the Saudis, where do you think this money's coming from?
Oh, my God.
Well, Lucifer himself?
Is it coming straight from below?
Here's your money.
Jesus.
No, Lucifer hates team golf. Come on.
Even Lord Satan
put on some pants.
Doesn't like team
like
golf.
Why are they popping jumpers?
All right, Liv Golf's got money.
They're good to go.
Here's
sorry,
a big
Jack.
Story here. I was talking to Tyler Danberg, good clean boy, about this. Buckeye women's basketball secures a commit from 5-star prospect Maya Wilson.
Maya Wilson.
She's a small forward. Number 44 player in the 27 class, and Danberg was telling me that he sees big things for the women's team this year. And I know she's not coming until next year, but still, he sees big things this year.
At what point, though, like, do we have to do something? There's been
No.
Hold on. We don't have to do anything.
We have to have really good regular seasons.
Right. We've been doing that.
And then so disappoint once the tournament starts and then look forward to next year.
I mean, sometimes the expectations can change and then sometimes they should change, right? Like if you've been winning 25 games in the regular season consistently for every single year, then you've got to do something in the postseason and prove that we've got the stuff, we've got the mental makeup, whatever it is to get the job done. We're not asking that you go to the Final Four every single year or else. I'm not even asking that you make at least the Sweet 16 every single year or else. But at some point, when you've had a ridiculously talented roster, you would like to make a Sweet 16 or a couple of them. What was their run? Elite Eight? They had the Elite Eight run, didn't they?
A few years back,
several years back. And then the last three, I think it's been early exits for the Buckeyes and really disappointing ends. And of course, you had that bad looking thing for Kevin McGuff before last season.
Oh, they apparently don't care. What's the difference?
No, Tony Romo, we saw the video for that.
Tony Romo looked like he could have done surgery on someone compared to what McGuff looked like.
Ranking videos as ranking videos go, and what looks worse, Tony Romo looked like...
But you know what?
I don't even know.
Let's put that aside, because clearly they've decided it doesn't matter. All right? I think he's gotten some help for his issues, and so...
He absolutely did.
Good for him. But just from a performance standpoint, let's not even talk about that. When we're talking about early exits in the women's tournament, it's even worse than Buckeye men with an early exit because more often than not, they're hosting these games.
Yeah, they have been.
They have the first two games on their home floor.
Yes.
Okay, so you are losing home games to teams that are seated below you.
And it's just been really sloppy play has been the thing that I've seen. Like, it hasn't been the same looking team where it's the shot selection and slopping the basketball away left and right to where you just give yourself no chance, you know? At least if another team comes in and just beats you like a drum. I remember thinking in the men's tournament, me being a Kansas fan, remember that game they played against Villanova in the Final Four? And it seemed like Villanova shot 85% from three in the first half. And it was close to that. It was like 70%. It was, you're down 25. They shot the lights out. It's, sucks that it ends that way. But we're talking about early rounds. You're at home and you play some of your worst games at the worst time. We gotta pick it up. Take advantage of everything that you're doing. We want you to take advantage of all this hard work that you're doing, winning these recruiting battles, having great regular seasons. Let's just push it through a little bit more.
Teddy, I just want the record to show. That I started this off with a very positive story about how they got this 5-star recruit, yes. Maya Wilson. Everything that I said was positive up until Timmy started to talk.
Gotcha.
And then it just snowballed into a big piece of crap.
Oh, negativity.
Yes, that's right.
You.
Mr. Negative.
I think you are.
That's right. Who was the one that brought up the McGuff thing?
You.
Oh.
Leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran. I got a new leather jacket to wear for you. Coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a slowdown due to an accident that's on Tuttle Crossing Boulevard near Dublin Road. We also have some holdup due to a crash on East Livingston Avenue at Ohio Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every week day from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
She's here. The star of the 10TV sports department. Really, just the star of 10TV.
Wow.
Nicole Sheeran.
That was so nice.
How you doing?
Coco. I'm great. I feel so cool in this leather jacket right now.
That's my leather jacket.
I know, but the fur on the collar is giving. It's giving.
And now it's just going to smell like you.
I smell delicious. Not like the other week when I walked in here and you guys said I smelled bad.
Well, that's because you were outside and you were sweaty, yeah. And you came in here and you smelled like the petting zoo.
Well, you had just caddied for Charlie Woods for 36 holes.
I'm letting you guys know now, I will be smelling like that for the next 2 weeks because we have fall camp and
camping.
I will be camping.
Yeah, you're camping.
And I'll smell like I've been camping.
All right, so you are going to fall camp tomorrow.
I am.
Right? Little Birdie told me that the old man's coming back tomorrow, too.
He is, yep.
Dom Tabari's coming back.
Yes, he will be there tomorrow.
I may have spotted him in the halls
today.
That's
what I heard. I missed that spotting. Yeah, he was here today.
This dude is living his life right now.
Oh, I know. He's thriving.
He's told me. He came and was like, so, hey, Anthony. Like, I overheard him. He was like, Anthony, I got new golf clubs. I was like, Don, didn't you get new golf clubs last year? I got new ones now. I got the Ping G4 452s. Those are pretty good, right, AR? He's like, oh, yeah, God, I think those are great. And then he's like, I got a new car, too, and I'm in a new house.
He got a new car?
Yeah. He's got everything. He's retired, and now he's just blowing the wad. Look, hon, it's a Pierre Cardin.
Please don't say Dom Tabari and blowing the
wad.
Yeah,
please. I was about to say, please don't ever say that again.
By the way, you look like Ted Kaczynski.
You look like
the sketch
a weirdo
of the Unabomber right
yes!
now.
Who are you to talk? You look like
Mike
a Steve
normal.
Bartman on a motorcycle
no,
right now.
Tim.
Steve Bartman?
Look at you.
Steve Bartman's a good
one. Also, pulled low in the,
why
in the shades.
Why do you have your headphones on under your hood? Like, that's the weird part to me.
You think it'd look better with them over the hood?
Yeah, that'd be like if Mike put his headphones on under his hat.
This hood's too big, though. That's the one problem with this jacket is this hood is oversized.
You look emo. Like, yeah? You really do.
All right. So you went to Big Ten Media Days.
I did. Chicago.
What is that?
Chicago.
Is that like from the play Chicago?
Chi-town.
No, that's just. Why did you sing it like
it's
that?
She sings everything. Me. Do you know
that
me,
was
Tim?
Really dumb.
She sings everything.
Chicago.
No, I sound way better than that. That your singing's terrible. You should take some singing lessons.
Did you hear Nicole's version of the Walker song?
Yeah, wait, play it.
I didn't.
You were out that day.
Yeah, you missed it.
I did.
First of all, this auto-tune makes her sound like she can actually carry
it's
a tune.
It's auto-tuned?
So
oh,
good.
My God.
Well, I mean, the computer makes her sound like she can actually sing. In reality, she cannot sing.
Whoa. Let's go.
Here's Nicole.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. Adawa Yoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
The best part is I needed 2 minutes of just raw Nicole singing.
Oh, God.
You had her come in and just sing.
It just needs. It just needs.
I need to hear that.
Well, I don't have that.
Have it.
She made me burn it.
No, I didn't.
But it was so funny because she had to turn her back to me because I can't look at her while she's doing this.
Oh, wait. That makes no sense.
We went in the other studio. Well, but imagine this, Tim.
And he had to turn his back to you or else I can't perform?
I walk into the other studio and Mike goes, okay, sing for me anything you want. I go, well, what do I sing? And he just said, you could just sing words. So I'm singing everything I see in the room. There's a keyboard on the desk. And that's what I did for about
a minute. Yeah, you just Buddy the Elf it. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm in a store. And I'm singing.
And Mike thought it was the greatest thing he's ever heard.
It was pretty good.
I know.
Oh, my God. That track, it was giving, you got me singing now. It's giving.
Yeah, look at
it
you.
It was like, it's so stupid, but you're here and the millennial verbiage and all that.
You look like a millennial.
It sounded like you Kesha. Do you remember Kesha,
Timmy? Oh, do I remember Kesha?
Yeah, that's what
your
that
love,
one gave
your
off.
Love. Yeah, of course I remember.
You know, maybe she should sing it.
We have to stop referring to millennials. You don't mean that because you, Timmy, are a millennial.
Wait, you're a millennial, Tim?
Yeah.
What's the
young? What?
I misspoke. What's the younger one? Gen Z slang.
Yeah.
Gen Z
slang. You're saying the millennials
Wait,
are
am I a millennial?
Living in Hilliard with mortgages.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
I don't, you may not be.
I don't know.
You're Z, I think. You at least you act Z.
Thanks, Tim. That's real.
You're
nice.
Forever young, right?
Forever young.
You wanna be forever young.
It smells like leather in here. Can I just
it's
really
pleather,
does
actually. Because we're all wearing
like
leather.
It smells like we're in a leather store in this room right now.
Leather stores smelled great.
No, I love it. I'm obsessed.
Candles that smell like leather.
I want to come smell your jacket.
One of the top smells outside of coffee would be being like in a Wilson's leather at the mall.
I love the smell of Home Depot, personally.
That's a good smell.
You walk in and it's
like,
yeah.
Smells like wood.
Yeah.
Sawdust.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's top. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I've said that if they made a scented candle out of grilled onions.
Ew.
Yeah. I like it.
You don't like a good grilled onion?
No, it smells like bad.
No, it's intoxicating.
That's like you saying I want a candle that smells like garlic.
Or I like garlic too. Roasted garlic. Ooh, baby.
All things, like I've been in a couple of kitchens now, like burger spots and behind the counter where the grills are.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a top smell too. Just with the grilled
like
onions.
The charbroils.
The patties, the char, just everything back there. Hotter than hell, but also really good smells. What about pure gasoline right in your nostrils? How about that?
Did you guys ever watch My Strange Addictions, that show?
Yes,
where that lady would siphon gas out of the gas pump and drink it.
Yeah. Well, that I'm not asking you to guzzle it. Just there's been some people that say they appreciate the smell.
Nicole, there's some strange people out there.
I'm one of them, but
most of them listen to this show.
Correct.
All right, so can we actually get on topic here?
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Fall camp starting tomorrow.
Yes.
Of all the people that you talked to for Big Ten Media Days, right? Who wasn't there? That you're excited to see.
There's a lot of people.
Well, is where you elaborate.
One guy that I'm really we did get to talk to this guy. Well, I personally didn't, but Adam and Austin Ward did. But I'm really excited to see Peyton Pierce this season because the way he talks to the media, he just has so much fire in him to be the best. And obviously, he's leading a linebacker room with no Arvell, no Sonny Styles. I'm pumped to see this guy really show himself this year.
He's going to show himself.
With Christian Allegro,
the transfer
from Wisconsin.
Yeah,
I think that could be a scary room. So I'm excited, personally, to watch him if I had to pick one person.
I feel like Pierce was one of those guys you could tell from James Laurinaitis and his reaction whenever you would ask him a question about him, it would instantly be, oh my God, you know, the hard work of this guy, like his athletic ability, his quickness. You know, team leadership, all of the things.
He has all the qualities.
All the things that James, you would know, is looking for in a good, clean player. But this, I think overall, I'm not worried about the wide receivers. Heard a lot of people talking about like the depth there. And since there's no returning a Mecca type or Carnell type, I'm not concerned.
You've got Jeremiah Smith.
I think they got
him.
Yeah.
You're fine.
You had Jeremiah Smith and you got a Chris Henry Jr. Could be another transcendent true freshman.
Exactly.
And Brandon Innes. Let's not forget Devin McEwen Moore.
Yes.
I think the defense is just going to be so interesting. The linebacker unit you already talked about, the newbies in the defensive back room. Mm-hmm. Terry Moore from Duke, Earl Little Jr., I think could be a possible breakout guy in year one.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't mean like year one for Earl Little, but year one here, he could come right in, hit the ground running.
Yeah.
And the defensive line, they're just kind of all these guys like rotating.
Yeah.
Zion Grady is a guy.
Yeah.
Defensive end, I think, could be like by the middle of the season, he could be a freak.
Well, I just think I will say at Big Ten Media Days, Jalen McLean was there. So we got to talk to him a lot. And
McLean.
I feel like he's a guy where, obviously, when you have a guy in Caleb Downs, like Jalen McLean is not getting the spotlight when you've got a guy like Caleb Downs in that secondary, but Jalen is ready. Like, I've never felt more confident that a dude is ready to fill a role.
You had a feeling.
Then I was just like, this guy is ready to step in, and sure, Caleb Downs is no longer here, and he knows what that means to fill that void, but he's ready. And I don't know, I just feel like Jalen and I were talking, like, all offseason, people are saying, oh, they lost 7 starters from the defense. I don't know, guys. I'm not worried. Like, what, year 2 in Matt Patricia's system? Yeah, you lost a lot of guys on your defense, but you also brought in a lot of dudes who can make an impact. So I'm excited to see what it looks like.
Conversation about Julian Sain and how he's got more swagger and he's more of a leader and all that. Have you noticed that just from the interactions?
I noticed it during spring ball when he was yelling. Like, I have never seen Julian Sain yell in a huddle the way he was yelling in a huddle that one specific day. I actually remember shooting part of it, and then I could see in my camera that there were, like, some words used that, you know, maybe shouldn't, like, be for television. No. Like, it was not. We shouldn't have. But I loved seeing that because that's something that I don't think we ever really saw from Julian Sain, at least in practice. And we got to see it firsthand, and it was kind of a wake-up call.
It's for football,
like, oh, let's
Nicole,
go.
It's not like you guys were doing the after-practice interview, and you had a mic right in his face.
I know that.
Let some colorful language
fly. Also, that's around the same time where he came with the facial hair, and he was like a new dude.
Could you tell from last week, though? Like, could you tell if he's girthier? Like, from being, like, within 5 feet of him.
Yeah, did you measure his girth?
I wasn't necessarily, like,
there's supposed
feeling.
To be more. There's supposed you to be should. More muscle on him. Could you notice
listen,
it? Like, is he just thicker?
I know that's part of a job, right? Is
yeah,
to be like,
is.
This guy looks big, and he's a lot.
He's a beast.
Thick. Now, I want you to imagine me saying that. Yeah, guys, Julian, you know, he's really, really thick looking, and he's really gotten a lot going on in this offseason.
Veiny.
No.
He's bulked up.
Sure. I mean, but listen, he was wearing a suit. Like, he wasn't wearing...
Yeah, but you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell
now,
what's going on
I'm
going
to be honest
suit.
With you. He looks the exact same.
You have to do some reconnaissance work, and you can just, like, you know, smack him in the chest or whatever. Oh, so this, yeah. is for research purposes.
I'm a journalist.
And then just start rubbing him down.
Yeah. I need to know.
He does squeeze. Have that, like, confident swag, though, that you should... I mean, he should have that, and he has it. So,
all right.
We'll see.
Thank you, Nicole. Where can we see
Thanks,
you tonight?
Guys. Every time. Golden question. Actually, today there's a lot going on. 4:15, 4:45, 5:45, 6 p.m., 11 o'clock.
You're on all those newscasts?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What would they do without you?
I got a lot going on today.
She is Nicole Sheeran from 10TV. She joins us every single Wednesday. We have a really interesting situation involving a couple good, clean broadcasters. We'll talk about it next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a couple minutes slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. And we've got some holdup due to an accident that's on Tuttle Crossing Boulevard near Dublin Road. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Fan, we love summer as much as the next guy. Fun times at the pool, family vacations, all that crap. But as the dog days descend upon us, it only means one thing. Buckeye Football Fall Camp. Join us beginning August 6th.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Oh, look. It's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay, voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
Mikey, I got this interesting story here from the world of college basketball, but it's more kind of a sports broadcaster's story here. It's strange, though, so follow me. Boston College is at issue. This is the only reason we would ever talk about Boston College athletics. So they got a new coach. Luke Murray is taking over the basketball program.
Oh, Luke Murray.
Yeah, you know that Luke Murray.
Yeah.
That's Bill Murray's kid.
Teddy, Luke Murray is the head coach at Boston College.
Oh, that's good. I didn't realize he had gotten there yet, up the ranks.
Well, because, you know, before his previous stop was...
Northwestern.
I think he was at Northwestern, yeah. He was on Dan Hurley's staff.
Why you got to do that?
What?
Why you got to do that? Why can't you play the game? Why can't you play the game? Like, you have no idea who he is, and he went to Shawnee State. Why? I actually know stuff. There's no place for that here, Ted.
Just threw out of school.
There's no place for that here.
What's the good in
Xavier? Xavier.
Yeah, I think he was also at Xavier.
If you want to talk about real stuff, Teddy, then go work for Rothman.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. We're just doing fake stuff right
That's
here.
That's right.
He was at Otterbein, I think.
Thank you very much. All right, go
His
ahead.
His dad was doing a story about Punxsutawney Phil once upon a time back in the day. So They have this issue where they have now let go of their radio play-by-play and color commentator. You got Kevin Collins and Josh Maurer.
Kevin Collins, Teddy.
Collins, yeah. Collins mix. That's what he invented.
Kevin Collins. Phil Collins' grandson.
Take me home. Yeah.
Take me home.
Take me home.
Take me home to a place. No. I belong.
No.
West Virginia.
No.
My mama.
You can't work for Rothman. You don't know anything.
That's John Denver guy.
Yeah, dead.
Long time?
Plane crash, right?
Really?
I think.
I didn't know that.
Wasn't John Denver plane crash, Teddy?
In West Virginia, I think.
No, I don't think it was in West Virginia, but that would be
mountains of West Virginia?
Apropos.
Western Virginia.
I take it back. You can't work for Rothman.
Western Virginia. Well, they got the Shenandoahs out there. You got to watch out for them.
Timmy knows all about Western Virginia.
Shenandoah. You got the, is it the Appalachians or the Appalachians?
You camped there, didn't you?
Oh, man. You spend like a night on the Appalachian Trail.
Appalachian Trail?
Bad news. Bad stuff.
Yeah.
You got seedy individuals that try to, you know,
really?
get to the hikers out there on the Appalachian Trail.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You gotta watch your stuff. Like, you watch your back. You don't go at that alone.
That's
you
not
go
cool.
at that alone, you're playing with fire.
There's people out for a nice hike and all of a sudden they get jumped from behind.
Can you imagine going on a hike from like Georgia all
people
the way
do
up,
the whole trail.
It's not my scene. But
you stop at truck stops, you say hello to Cam Neely in the middle of the night and go back and get to hiking again. Like, it's no good.
Any Buckies out there?
Not on the trail.
Too far away.
Yeah. Well, close to the trail.
They're not.
No.
Now that you said that, now Buckies are going to start to put the location of
they
some
need
of
to
them.
Have something on
app,
the trail.
Yeah. App Trail Buckies. But back to the story. So Kevin Collins and Josh Maurer, they did about 13 seasons together, Boston College Hoops, right? Apparently, they got a different team for football, so they're just doing basketball. And I think Josh Maurer has been working with the Milwaukee Brewers as well. Doing
well, like a half season. His dad was with the Twins, so. I think.
Joe Maurer.
Joe actually is his fifth cousin.
Okay.
Yeah.
You serious, Clark?
Yeah.
Fifth cousin. Wow.
Joe actually married Josh's ex-wife. But she's from West Virginia, and so she thought that would be okay.
It's legal
for them to do that.
Fifth cousin.
That's
like you're a stranger.
Fifth cousin, ex-wife, didn't figure that there was any issue with all that. No, not blood relatives. So they're gone, and the reasoning that is being reported, it's just through Kevin Collins right now. So you could say maybe disgruntled.
He's the jilted lover.
Yeah, jilted lover. I've been fired. I don't know what's going on here. Because everything that I have heard about Luke Murray, you know, from his time at UConn with Dan Hurley, like good guy, you know, coming up in the ranks, about the right stuff. And so Collins says that, you know, he's a young coach, no experience, and he's been given the power to take two guys' careers away from them who have done nothing but try to serve the program and promote the program. And he also seemed to suggest or says that he was told by someone in the administration staff that the reasoning was that Coach Murray basically wants a whole new fresh coat of paint on the entire program and wants no remnants of the past around. We have nothing to do with any of that, but he wanted us removed. Didn't feel comfortable being around a link to the past, if you will. My challenge was, well, how can he not feel comfortable around us? He hasn't even given us the chance to meet us. He was saying that for a couple of weeks, they were trying to get a meeting with Luke Murray, with the new head coach, just to, you know, do what you do. Just have a sit down, have a meet and greet. And a BC, actually their athletic director, Blake James, denied the claims, said the decision to not renew the contracts of our men's basketball radio announcers was made by BC athletics administrators in consultation with our multimedia radio partner. We wish both Kevin and Josh the best going forward. Their contracts apparently were expiring. So could that have just been bad timing and not great communication?
Perhaps. And sometimes guys get canned and, you know, the person who does the canning doesn't necessarily want to take responsibility. So they push it up the chain. It's like, you know, I wish I didn't have to do this. It's not really my call. It's that evil Luke Murray. He's the one that wanted you out.
He does look like Evil Bald Colin.
By the way,
have you seen his head? He is a spitting image of Evil Bald Colin.
Maybe you knew this. I did not know this, and you were just stating fact. His father is Bill Murray. I'm dead serious. Bill Murray is his father. The actor? Yes.
Yeah.
Bill Murray is his father. Did you know it?
Sadly. Yeah. Sadly, I'll end the bit for just 2 seconds. I did know that. That I believe.
I had no idea.
There's no way anyone would believe that I didn't know that, knowing what I know about college basketball. I would have loved to fake that for you, but you... I thought you were playing with us.
No, I wasn't playing with you.
You made the claim to him about how Teddy was playing.
I had no idea.
That's how I knew, because
you were seriously telling me you did not know that was Bill.
I had no idea.
He was Bill's son.
No,
at the tournament
idea.
Everybody knew that.
Yeah, the tournament games, they showed him all the time at the Xavier, Northwestern, and all that.
1,000 times during the NCAA tournament, yeah. And then there was, who else was connected with that Northwestern team years back? You had
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus's son was a player, a bench player on that team. And then the ex-Indiana quarterback, Xander Diamant, his mom was the actress who got gonorrhea from the tractor.
I tell you what,
Seinfeld.
If I knew this was Bill Murray's son, I had no idea.
Shit.
I had no idea. I thought Wikipedia was screwing with me right there.
All that stuff about, he's Bill Murray's son. No. It was just us. Quarterback Todd Collins' brother.
Man, am I stupid. By the way, speaking of stupid, there is a whole group of people out there much dumber than me. And we're going to talk about them coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little slow on westbound 270 on the north outer belt, going from Cleveland Avenue to 71. And we've got a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement water. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg, Ohio State football reporter to campus today for the start of fall camp. The Buckeyes, the preseason coaches poll's top-ranked team, take the field tomorrow morning at 9. The Fan will be live on-site each morning, Thursday through Saturday, and for tickets, go to OhioStateBuckeyes.com. NFL four-time Pro Bowl wideout Stephon Diggs is signing a one-year deal worth up to $12 million with the Washington Commanders. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians called up the farm system's hit leader, Angel Hanal, while Gabriel Arias was DFA'd. Guards host the New York Mets at 6:40. Cincinnati Reds host the Athletics at 6:40, and the Columbus Clippers outslug Syracuse this afternoon 8-4 to take a 2-0 series lead. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union, bmifcu.org/visa. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
It's Good Clean Wednesday. Send us your emails, which I promise we'll get to. goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
You want one right now?
All right, go ahead.
You just want one off the top?
Yeah, because I'm going to get upset with the next story, so go ahead.
Yeah, I have something off the top of my head, too, that I hadn't told you about. So this one says, my dirty, filthy heathens. Do either of you have any ridiculous or childish sayings that you would only use around the house but never out in public that annoy the hell out of your wives and for that purpose? Maybe mine came from hearing how you idiots talk through the years, but whenever I'm sipping on an ice cold beverage in the house, I'll randomly say, Tommy, suck his drinky now.
I love it.
I know it's stupid and it gets a rise, so mission accomplished.
Everything I say annoys my wife. I don't need to have a special thing.
There is...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Is there an Aaron Neville song from back in the day? Like, his voice was always fun. The, I don't know much, but I know how to love. Was there a song where he had a line where it said, Mama gave me milk? Because if he did, I don't know where that came from or where it stuck in my craw. But anytime, like, someone's pouring a glass of milk, it starts with, like, the Mama gave me milk. Like, if she's going to hand me the glass of milk, I'll say that. And then I'll take it a step worse. She'll hate that. And then, as I, like, take a sip, I'll go, like, Mama's Milkers. And I'll put an E-R-S at the end of it.
Nice.
And she really hates that.
That is the essence of what he's asking here.
It is. Yeah.
Right? I applaud that. Me, I do it here, too. I do the, Mikey, go pee-pee.
Yes.
I do that.
That's, I think, what he's picking up, what you're throwing down. Mikey, go pee-pee now. Okay, Mikey, go to bed now.
And I'll do it. Right, I'll do it like she works out of the house, right? So this morning, I'm leaving, showered, ready to go, and her office door is closed. And normally when her office door is closed, that means she doesn't want to see me, she's on a call, whatever it is.
At least she does that and goes into an office with a closing door to do a Zoom meeting.
But sometimes she's there and just doing nothing but forgets to open the door, and she likes to say goodbye to me, right? So I say quietly, so in case she is on a call, it wouldn't be audible. I say, Mikey, go worky now. Mikey, go worky.
That's your parting shot.
Yes, and if she's not on the call, she'd be like, all right, I'll say goodbye to you.
Is there even a I love you? It's like, okay, I love you too. Or is it just the, go worky now.
She'll open the, no, I don't say that.
Okay, bye.
I just say, no, Mikey, go worky now.
So today, you made a little thing there where Kristen goes into a room in your house and closes the door.
What a concept.
If she's got to do work, right? My wife will do her whole, like, 2.5 hour banger of a 1 day a week meeting. They have, like, Wednesday morning is their day to do the big meeting. She never used to do this at home until she adjusted her, like, territory, because she's a nurse. If you guys didn't know, she drives around town all day. She had new territory last year, so it changed kind of the schedule. But she just sits in, like, the middle level. We have a relatively smaller house. It's smaller split level. So, like, that middle living room, it kind of, like, gobbles up the whole house. Like, I can hear her upstairs. I can hear her downstairs. I feel like I gotta tiptoe in the kitchen. You know, like a cat burglar can't, like, bang pots and pans if I want to make some eggs or something. I can't, like, ding, ding, ding with the spatula. So, anyway, like, she's doing the meeting. I was upstairs in the upstairs bathroom. Just taking a terrific, nice, long dump, if you must know. And I was already, like, whistling and humming something to myself. And for some reason, like, the Catholic Mass as a kid, like, will just pop up and present itself.
Oh, that seems
to do that to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I mean, we went through hours and hours and hours of the regimented mass and the prayers and the standing and the kneeling and then the Our Father and all that stuff. And so every now and then, I don't know what changed their minds on when they did this with the mass schedule, but they would sing like certain, like they would pizzazz up the Alleluia.
They did,
sometimes
they did
Daddy.
Some research.
They would pizzazz the Amen sometimes. Alleluia. We'd do even better than that though. And so there was, I forget like what book would be done reading, and then the cut to the chorus, and it would just, or it'd be like the one person on the mic that was reading the book, and they'd raise their arms, right? And they go, Amen. And it was big and long, and I did the longest amen from like washing my hands. I started it as I was washing, dried my hands, and then I came downstairs and even did like a jump stop as I finished it.
The crescendo.
And I didn't know that she was actually starting. I didn't know that it was her turn to talk on the Zoom call.
So you gave him a nice little show.
So it may have come out.
You know
but
what,
I,
though?
But you know what? I
That's
was in
not
the house.
Your fault.
I felt it.
She
it came over me.
She does not live in a studio apartment. There are rooms with doors that she can go into
we
to conduct
little,
her business.
We have a little basement office with
she
a computer.
She decides
in it.
Not to. And so when you decide to stay in the open, you're going to get ambient noise. You are in your element, Timmy. You're living your life in your house. I find no fault in you.
Sometimes I make the naked run from the downstairs, because I shower in the downstairs. I have that thing. Had that thing redone. Got the beautiful tiled shower in there. That's my spot. It's all my soaps and shampoos and conditioners. And if there's no one, if Jack's out of the house, that's the most important thing. I don't care if Sarah's in the house. Like, she's seen it all before. Give her a little give her a little show, huh? Right? It's the least we could do.
A little comedy show. It's been a while since I've had a good laugh.
Netflix is a joke, right? Uh-huh. Here we go. So I like run up the steps and then dash into my room and hopefully nobody sees me. What if I do that? Is it my fault?
All right, can I do this story?
No.
The Goober is writing about the possibility of the Jackets moving and comparing them to the Arizona Coyotes are beyond ridiculous. Like, I can't believe how stupid these people are. My only thought is that they must be like 9 or 10 years old, and they write for these websites. Like this dude, Trevor Connors from Hockey Feed. All right, let me read his story to you.
Yeah, I saw this story, and go ahead.
If you've been following the NHL long enough, you know that franchise relocation never announces itself with a press conference. It starts as a whisper, a vague social media post, a rumor that nobody in the league office wants to address. And right now, those whispers are circling around Columbus Blue Jackets in a way that should make every fan in Ohio deeply uncomfortable. He then goes on to say that veteran NHL insider Jimmy Murphy set off alarm bells on Monday when he publicly speculated the Blue Jackets might be heading down the same path as the Arizona Coyotes.
Well, looks like Hedger was right.
Now, Murphy was clear that he wasn't reporting anything and didn't have any inside information. We're just, you know,
we're just saying
hooked
stuff
on a feeling, Boston. Yeah.
Very good.
So I'm reading the rest of this, and they're talking about how there's so many similarities between the Coyotes situation and what's going on here, and how they both had passionate and loyal fan bases in professional hockey. But passionate fan bases didn't save the Coyotes, and sentiment alone doesn't keep a franchise in a city when the financial math stops working.
Oh my God.
Listen here. First of all, the Coyotes had no fans. All right? They tried forever to establish a base in Phoenix. The truth is, they could never get consistent fan base out there. All right, no local community even wanted them. They didn't want to build an arena. They were playing in a college arena
and
at Arizona State.
For a couple years, too.
The NHL did everything they possibly could to make that situation work. And still, it didn't, because the community simply didn't care enough. Now, you had bad ownership involved there, and I'm not saying the Blue Jackets have good ownership. That's a different conversation.
Right, but we actually do have the fan base.
But we have an arena that local government has just committed hundreds of millions of dollars to renovating.
Yeah.
All right?
That's a thing.
So there's
that aspect
of it.
Yeah.
You have local ownership that has never indicated that they want to sell this team ever. Now, maybe they should. Maybe as a fan base, we should all be, you know, loving that if we heard those rumors, as long as a team was kept here. But we've never heard anything like that. No one is reporting anything like that. It drives me nuts. This is so irresponsible. And again, these are not idiots like you and me that are sitting doing a 3-hour show with fart noises and pretending to be the Queen of England. These are people that are supposed to be writing about the ins and outs, supposed to be telling us what's going on behind the scenes.
Well, this guy took, again, something that one insider, again, he just threw it out there as a, I haven't really heard this or have inside
like
information.
Hedger,
and then you wrote a whole article about it.
He's insecure about his own future. And so, well, it must be that they're trying to tank the franchise. It's like Major League.
This writer actually finished this column by saying, for Jackets fans heading into what should be a summer of hopeful roster building, the biggest question might not be about free agency or the draft. It might be about whether their team is still in Ohio when the puck drops next fall.
Oh.
Are you insane?
This fall or?
I assume he means this fall because
camp starts in a couple
the
weeks.
Earlier the earlier sense, he says, but the off season is young. It's not. It's old.
Camp starts in a couple weeks.
The off season is Jeff Rimmer.
Old.
It's over. We're already scheduling our preseason games.
All right, I have a couple more thoughts about this, too, and what we should do with people like this, because they shouldn't be allowed to live in society. So I think we need a little bit more North Korea in our system, and I'm going to implement that coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 10-minute holdup due to a crash blocking two center lanes on westbound 670 before Neal Avenue. And we've got a bit of a slowdown on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread build-it-yourself furniture with extremely vague instructions, what are these hieroglyphics? Then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Join The Fan weeknights at 6 for The Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see some pop-up thunderstorms early tonight across central Ohio, and then skies will clear overnight in the Thursday morning. Overnight lows warm at 70 degrees. On Thursday, dry sunny in the morning. 30% chance of storms popping up in the afternoon. Highs warm at about 90 degrees. On Friday, 60% chance of rain and storms. Some in the morning, and then again some in the afternoon. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I talked about my friends at Comer and Cross. What do? They do garage floors, all right? But not just garage floors, because maybe you've had your floor done by some crackpot company. Maybe you paid thousands of dollars and you look at your floor now and you're like, why did I even do this? It's cracky. It's pity.
You got screwed.
Yeah, you got screwed. Comer and Cross is the real deal. As a matter of fact, half of their business is going in and fixing other people's mistakes. All right. So if your floor has stains, cracks, bad epoxy, blood stains from murders, whatever it is, makes your entire garage look bad. Comer and Cross comes in. They fix all the imperfections. That's number one.
Cover up the blood.
If you don't have a good foundation, it doesn't matter what type of coating you put on top of that. So they come in, they make everything crispy crisp. Then they use their own proprietary chemicals. They make them, which means they can control the purity of the chemicals. They're not importing them from China, those rat bastards. I'm sure they're very nice in China. I'm talking about the people that make the chemicals in China. I heard they're rat bastards. And by the way, Comer and Cross will even take your stuff out of your garage for you if you're too lazy to do it. So call them today, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, or comercross.com, comercross.com. Before we get to some emails, I'm reading this story in, Trevor Connors' basement from Hockey Feed about how the Blue Jackets, there's whispers that they're going to move, just like the Arizona Coyotes. We're comparing it to the Arizona Coyotes. I'm going to tell a little story here. I want you to stay with me because I promise in the end it'll make sense.
All right, I'm listening.
At least in my brain it makes sense. So
okay.
My 9-year-old last spring, I had pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was sicky, lost my voice, wasn't good, mess you up. But I had pneumonia, took some medicine, got better, as most people with pneumonia do. But my daughter comes up to me when she finds out that I have pneumonia and she's got tears in her eyes. And she says, you're going to die.
Aww.
And I said, I'm not going to die. I have some medicine here. I'm fine. She goes, no, but I read that Freddie Mercury had pneumonia and that's how he died. Yes, Freddie Mercury did have pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And yes, that is technically what killed him. However,
but
the pneumonia killed Freddie Mercury because Walker told him he had AIDS. All right, the AIDS compromised his system so much that the pneumonia killed him. Now, am I Freddie Mercury? Are our situations the same? We both had pneumonia. The difference is he died because he had AIDS. I don't have AIDS. I don't die. So the Arizona Coyotes and the Blue Jackets both have pneumonia.
Yeah.
All right. The Coyotes had pneumonia. The Blue Jackets have pneumonia. But the Coyotes died not because of pneumonia, because they already had AIDS. And the Blue Jackets don't have AIDS. It's not the same situation, okay? I am not saying that the McConnell ownership is what we need and what we deserve. I'm not saying any of that. I never give this franchise a pass when it comes to their on-ice performance. But the entire league is now figuring out what the hell they're going to do with local television revenue or lack thereof. And some teams are panicking and saying, hold on a second, I don't know what our future is. I don't know if we're going to make any money on these broadcasts, what the hell we're going to do, which is why in part they made the season 84 games instead of 82, so you can get at least another game of ticket revenue. And is it wise? Probably not. To blow out your local radio broadcast in favor of a simulcast TV? No. But again, the team that just won the Stanley Cup, they do this. The Toronto Blue Jays, owned by Rogers, same people that own the Toronto Maple Leafs, they've stopped sending their teams on the road, their broadcasting teams on the road to save money. Does that mean they're going to sell the Maple Leafs? No. It doesn't mean that at all. No. It means that in their stupid minds, they're reacting to a problem that probably doesn't need to be reacted to, but they're uncertain. They're uncertain about their future. What I can tell you with certainty is that unlike the Arizona Coyotes, the Blue Jackets do not have AIDS. Now, they need some antibiotics for that pneumonia. Don't get me wrong.
So, you are the Columbus Blue Jackets.
I had pneumonia.
Yeah, you're the Columbus Blue Jackets.
I took medicine. I got better.
Mm-hmm. Which they maybe haven't taken all of their medicine yet.
No.
And gotten all the way better.
They're standing in the line at Walgreens. They haven't gotten it.
They need to refill their prescription.
Needs to be refilled.
Yeah, they've picked the wrong pharmacy. They're out of that certain antibiotic. We have another one. We have a generic drug. Maybe it doesn't work exactly the same. You just have to up the dosage and take it for a little bit longer. So they're still taking their meds.
They're still sick. Don't get me wrong.
The Coyotes, Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
Gone.
Dead.
Gone. Dead and gone.
Mm-hmm.
And
Freddie Mercury went to the afterlife. The Coyotes went to Utah.
Do you know why you were able to make that brilliant analogy just the way that you did right there?
No.
Well, I do.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
I'd just like to say that analogy, that was a 10. I mean, we did our stand-up bits on the show yesterday, but you took a good, 2 minutes setting that up.
Well, I felt like I had to build up to
built up,
something.
Built up to that. And I will also say, on Samantha's behalf, whether that's all her or whether that's some good parenting, because if our kids don't know, if our kids are too much like Reimer, you know about Freddie Mercury? Reimer, you know about this godforsaken disease called AIDS? If they don't know, it's our job to show them. And for her to know that,
she has
even though
little,
she was sad that she thought you might die,
she loves Queen,
which was
she
sweet.
Loves Freddie
she
Mercury.
Knew that Freddie Mercury had pneumonia, and she probably knew he had AIDS too, but didn't know that that was the thing that really took him down.
She has these little books like Who Was So and So.
Oh, I remember the Who
Harry
Was
Tubman,
What Is This?
Who Is
That?
George Washington, and they had one for Freddie Mercury. Yeah.
They're one of those Who Is This Guy kind of books. What does that person do? Kind
and
of things.
It's good. Gives her a little background.
Yeah.
Gives her a little historical context. And
I saint them.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. They're good. And she read through that.
You know what?
She flies through those, huh?
They're made for small children, but I think they would work wonders for Reimer. I think we should get him a set. Because there was one called Who Were the Beatles?
I bet you he's probably picked up the one that says, who is Kobe Bryant? That's probably on the top of his bookshelf.
Let's do some good, clean emails. I promise. Coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane, causing a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 between Easton Way and 670 on the east outer belt. And we've got a couple-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between Miller Avenue and US 33. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. We got a big day tomorrow because Ohio State Camp opens up, and we have shows live on site. So T-Bone and Tyvus get you started 6 o'clock in the morning, and yes, they will be at Buckeye Training Camp. And yes, they will talk to Ryan Day at 7:40 tomorrow morning. Don't miss it. Also, at some point throughout the show, they're giving away Zach Brown Band tickets. Bishop and Friends, also live from OSU training camp, 9 to noon. They got Paul Feinbaum at 10:30. Matt Patricia will also join them in the 11 o'clock hour. And on this show tomorrow, not at OSU training camp because they don't let us. It's Adam Rittenberg and Too Hot Thursday.
You don't think they'd let us?
No.
Even with me here? We could get over there.
They'd let us. I don't think... Fish would like us to go. We're not the best representation of what the radio station offers.
Well, that's certainly true.
Even though we are, really. Right, I mean, Teddy?
We like fun. Yeah, we like fun.
But sometimes they don't like fun.
We like telling jokes. I'm a joke maker.
Yeah, they'd probably tomato, but they wouldn't let us.
Jesus.
You're fired.
You said we like jokes.
I take another day off.
I will say I was starting to think along those lines after you said lettuce for the second time.
There was a lot of lettuce
there was a lot of lettuce.
I think that lettuce is giving me some uncontrollable diarrhea.
Don't like the shredded lettuce, though.
Cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
By the way, I'm still going strong with iceberg lettuce. I don't care.
I know you don't care.
I had a McChicken today.
We get it.
I didn't say hold the lettuce.
You want to spew from the anus.
Yes, I do.
You want to get it. You want to get the psoriasis, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
You want to get the explosive diarrhea.
It's good, clean
Wednesday.
Because
you think it'll be good diarrhea.
Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. No, I want to test my system. I haven't vomited since 1997. Don't you want to get the best? Like, I want to face Nolan Ryan. All right? I don't want to face some dude out of the bullpen that was just called up from the minors.
Yeah, but, you know, there's no such thing as good vomit. All vomiting is bad.
I understand.
It's just disgusting. Your mouth is nasty.
I mean, I get that.
I'm not putting a breathman up my anus.
If I get that, okay, and I still hold my streak, I get through it, and I still haven't vomited since 97?
What if it just all went south, though?
That's okay.
You know? Is it?
Yeah, or that's
all right. Would it be overload? Would it be like explosive diarrhea times 100? And it would be like the worst case.
You'd be one
of those 0.0001% cases where
on the toilet.
We've never seen anything like this. There's actually a hole in this man's house where the toilet used to be.
A hole. All right, come on.
My GCBs.
Flacco, my cracko.
If I were to view the three basic delicious foods of choice as pizza, wings, and burgers, first off, would you agree? If you do, what other foods would you use to round out the top five? I mean, I generally agree with that.
We're talking about
unhealthy bar foods, right?
Yeah,
Those kind of food groups.
Pasta. I mean, if we're talking about my personal list, it's pizza, burgers, pasta.
Steak has to be up there for me. Anything steak. So that means I could get cheese steaks, right? Like steak sandwiches or just deliciously done prime cuts like at Hyde Park.
Deliciously done prime cuts.
USDA certified top choice meat. Whether that's a sirloin or a filet.
Prime.
Better than choice.
Yes, prime. Better than choice.
What else are we missing? So we got the...
steak and pasta.
Steak and pasta, pizza, wings, burgers.
What do we do like with fried chicken, though? Is that something like we get a bigger category of chicken?
Why'd you say it like that? Fried chicken.
I was putting
high school.
I was putting the emphasis on the type of chicken.
Because had a lot of fried chicken in high school.
Chicken wings are usually fried, but they can be smoked wings as well.
Grilled chicken.
Pizzazz.
Broasted chicken.
Broasted. That sounds like Nick Swisher's favorite chicken. Oh, man. Had that broasted chicken from Bob Evans. Dude. It's gnarly.
Are we not putting like dessert in this category?
I think cake. Yeah, I think no desserts. I think we're looking at like entree type foods. But you didn't like get to my point there.
What's the point?
We have chicken wings, and then what about like any other cuts of chicken? Like, is that?
Well, let's replace wings with fried chicken.
But then I want wings.
You can have wings.
Okay,
as long as they're fried.
Wings is included.
Get that smoke crap out of here.
Well, what about
skin's too flaccid? Because even the good smoked ones, Timmy. They fry them afterwards. They smoke them. They impregnate the flavor. And then they drop them in the fryer to make the skin crispy.
No, I got you.
It's all fried.
No, they're not all fried. Have you ever been to a wing festival or had any other types of wings?
I've had those.
Smoked wings with a dry rub and I don't even know what you're talking about.
The skin is flaccid.
It's not.
It is not crispy.
It is not flaccid.
It tastes like human skin.
No,
I don't like it.
If you know what you're doing, you can definitely get a little crisp with a smoker.
It tastes like human skin.
What would human skin taste like?
Oh, he's not breaking any news. We know that this man's a cannibal. He wants people to
get the thrill of
tasting him, too.
Fine young cannibals.
But no one else.
Very good.
He drives me crazy. I can't help myself.
What's wrong with that guy?
I don't know.
Like no tongue or something, or just decided to sing weird.
I don't know. Freddie Mercury had like interesting teeth.
Extra teeth, which
that apparently helped him hit those notes that he hit. I don't know. My downstairs music listener. Common ma'am. I'm looking for some 90s music suggestions to throw in the stereo system. I've been listening to a ton of Stone Temple Pilots to shout out Teddy. And Pearl Jam to shout you out. But what have you been liking lately? You gotta love that question.
There's so many places I can go. Actually, my mind is spinning.
Oh, boy.
My mind is spinning.
You were on the Evanescence new album.
That's not 90s. It's not...
That's a good point.
It's not 90s. He asked specifically for 90s.
Yeah, good point.
No, they weren't 90s at all.
I got it! They're 2000s. You're right.
Well, if you like that... I mean, Alice in Chains. We've talked about Alice in Chains a million times.
Pop in the Unplugged album. I'm telling you, man. Like, that is... You just get lost
I've talked up Mad Season, which is a combination of Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam. Got your Lane Staley on vocals. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like a super group.
Temple of the Dog is a Chris Cornell, Pearl Jam collaboration. Chris Cornell, Soundgarden. Can't go wrong with Soundgarden.
No, of course not. But what have you been listening to lately? What were you listening to last night?
I've been on sort of a British-y kick recently. I was listening to James. I was listening to Coldplay. I was listening to Travis. I was listening to Supergrass. So sort of that.
Okay, you're just kind of on that theme.
Yeah, I'm just in that sort of mood right now.
I had, you know how like your app will give you like a bunch of different playlists and it'll try to like put it into like different genres that it knows that you've searched for. And then I found this one playlist that it created for me, and it was much more targeted than the other ones. And so the three groups that it kept throwing at me again and again and again and again.
And again.
Can you guess what three they are? One of them I've talked with you.
Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews was one.
Okay.
And Hootie and the Blowfish was the second.
Okay.
And the third one, I actually had to put good clean boy Tyler Danberg in his place about a comment that he made.
Blues Traveler. Yeah.
Because he made a comment about the album 4, which is got to be one of the top selling albums of the 90s in that music genre. It's the one that's got a green cover with the cat on it. It's an unmistakable
artwork. It's got the cat
artwork.
On it. Got the purple cat.
Yeah. It's purple and black.
Very familiar.
Cat.
Yes. Yeah. It's Northwestern
got
cat.
Got the whiskers out.
Bill Murray's son drew the cat.
Yes. He said he didn't think that album was all that good outside of Runaround. And I was taking a trip and I listened to the entire album.
No, he's
and
wrong.
I was.
And to his credit, though.
Oh, no way.
He listened to it again and he said he was wrong.
He did.
He listened to it.
Because I came back and I told him. I said, Tyler.
I know what I'm listening to when I get home tonight.
Don't listen to that.
The Young and the Fully Cooked. That was the name of the album.
Put on 4 and go to the second song, and a song called Stand will start playing. And John Popper just comes in there
I love
Stand!
The album. It's very good.
Stand woke.
It's no Hook.
It's better,
The Mountains Win Again. No, it's not.
Stand is better than Hook.
No, it's not.
It is.
I'm not going to stand for that.
Mountains Win Again is better than Hook. Love that song. The mountains win again.
I'm going to hook you. I'll retool you.
I got the mouth for it.
The hook?
Yeah.
Hook brings you back.
Sink it right in.
I ain't telling you no lie.
Don't have a heart attack, please.
Somebody had a bad day. Had a bad day. Get fuel.
We're going to get popped on Spotify just for this segment.
Spill the lipstick on two lays. What is it? It's not spill the lipstick.
Spilled a coffee, broke shoelace. No, smeared a lipstick, broke shoelace.
No, I think it's the other way around.
Said a sad look upon her face.
I think it's smeared the lipstick on her face.
Broke down and said, I'm sorry. I had
a bad day again.
It's good.
We have no listeners left.
It's bad.
Somebody on social media from SEC country had a bad day yesterday. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown if you're on southbound 270 from Cemetery Road to I-70 on the west outer belt. And you're looking at some slowdown due to an accident if you're on westbound 670 before Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. Why pay full price when you can customize and save? Switch to Liberty Mutual and they'll customize your auto and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows.
Oh no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
ESPN's SEC guy Peter Burns had a tough day on the socials yesterday. So he tweets out, where is it?
What did he tweet at? I got it right here. Hold on 1 second, because I commented on this one when I saw it because it was so dumb. So he said, and he's tweeting this. Keep this in mind, okay? He is actually looking straight at a graphic, like an On3 graphic that has the entire top 25 coaches poll. Because
the coaches poll came out yesterday.
Coaches poll came out. We broke it down on this show. Buckeyes number one for the first time in the coaches poll in a while, right? Since 2015 or something like that, when they were coming off the national title year. So pretty cool to see your team number one. But again, you know, you got to go and play the game. So who the heck really cares right now? He says 9 SEC schools play at least 5 of the top 25 teams in the coaches poll. Okay, right.
Compared to up the SEC, 0 Big Ten teams.
But that's the thing. He follows that by saying not a single Big Ten team plays 5. 0, right? And then he wrote efficient work. I don't know what that even means. What is he trying to state by saying that? Efficient work.
Well, literacy is not a strong suit in the South, so.
Well, that's when I replied, I just said, yeah, SEC delusion in full swing, fact-checking, and, you know, counting can be a challenge sometimes. So work was done on this, and there's so many. There's like 8 Big Ten teams.
Here are the teams.
That are playing at least 5 of the top 25,
Ohio
with
State,
the Buckeyes playing 6.
Ohio State will play 6 in the top 25. Michigan will play 6. USC will play 5. Nebraska plays 5. Minnesota plays 5. Washington plays 5. Purdue plays 5. And Northwestern also plays 5. That would make a total of 8. But while he's really stupid in that aspect, he's also underselling the SEC because I think it was like 11 teams?
13. Yeah. So he only gave their own conference 9, and he didn't count well enough. If you're going to write that tweet...
Has he responded to this, by the way?
I have not seen Peter Burns. He didn't even take the thing down.
Because he had a bad day again.
That's a lot of gall, right? To not even remove it. And it's got the... Have you ever sent out a tweet? I haven't. That actually gets that little community notes put underneath it.
But I don't tweet
to clarify.
Anymore. I'm done with the tweeting.
Every now and then, it's fun to just throw a thought out there. I want some more Instagram stories from you. How's the pull-up going? What are we up at now?
I haven't gone. I did 6.
You haven't done any more?
No.
Well, what are we doing?
I didn't have time this week to go out there.
You didn't have time to do a pull-up?
No, and I got my fresh tat on my back, too. I'm trying not to extend that much.
All right. I will. The giant back tattoo, I guess,
you know what
is
happened
reason.
Earlier? Is that some of the 10 TV girls came over here, and they say, I want to see your tattoo. And I said, you can't see it unless I take my shirt off. And then if I take my shirt off, you won't be able to control yourself. It's awkward for you.
Won't be able to control ourselves because
like, I'm shirtless.
We're just going to be... Oh, my God.
Right, exactly.
No.
I can't believe I get to see Mike Riccardotti, a bare-chested Riccardotti.
We can have it. We can handle it.
And I said, no. First of all, even if you could handle it, it was a joke, clearly. You're not going to... dive at me, lunge at me if you see me without my shirt on.
We're bums and we are degenerates, but we're not going to go that far to taking our clothes off at work.
No, but right, I can just see how that would spread around the office.
I was over at radio today and Common Man had his shirt off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really, Common Man had his shirt off. And then the telephone game starts.
Right. Then you
heard Common Man whipped it out in front of people today.
Then there was full frontal male nudity.
Yeah. And then, he went to Happy Town.
And then after that, there was just hardcore effing.
I wish that rumor would get out.
It was him and Timmy.
Give me some more emails.
All right.
Goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
My AIDS havers. No.
Yeah, inside, I want to kill myself.
No. A new Bon Jovi pinball machine was announced yesterday, and I'm wondering if you, C-Man, saw it.
No,
it looked great next to the old Chicago machine in the basement. That's from Levi.
I gotta search this up.
So, like, who is making that? I assume, like, you know, ICE is a vendor out there that makes arcade style games. There's got to be, you know, a heritage company that has made and manufactured most of the pinball machines.
This website,
right?
That's selling it is just called Barrels of Fun.
7 hours ago, $12,000. Yeah, Barrels of Fun.
That looks pretty cool, man.
Are you getting a good look at it?
Yeah.
What's can you describe it at all? Is it just like a sort of like an image of him, like,
well,
on the front of the machine?
It sort of incorporates every era. Like, there's a picture of him with the gray hair on there, but there's also the picture of him with the big poofy 80s hair on there. And it just it looks cool. It looks looks fun. I don't know if I can convince the wife that it's worth $12,000.
Oh, I like how I like how one of like the return bumpers, like picture like the pinball machines, guys, when you hit it in one of the little ramps, it comes down like the steel ramp to put it back into its position. One of those is a guitar that says Bon Jovi, New Jersey on it.
I do like this. I may have to buy it and then not tell her how much it costs.
You've got the famous logo there with the like sword with the wings going down into the
You know
the
what
heart.
I have done before? I'm not proud of this.
What?
She's not listening and she's not going to hear it. Sometimes I buy a new watch. I did this one time. I shouldn't say sometimes.
And you don't say?
One time I bought a new watch. And instead of telling her that, oh, hey, I spent thousands of dollars on this frivolous thing that I really don't need, I said to her, I want it! Because she knows that I enter these watch competitions. Right, you buy like a ticket for $14.
She really won't even look at the financials at the end of the month.
No,
and
I do
check.
All that stuff.
You check that.
And so I thought, look, I can't believe I won this watch.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. I can't believe it.
Now, $12,000 seems on the steep side for a good pinball machine, right?
New pinball machines are very expensive.
I would think like five. Like I'm just spitballing. I would think my budget would be like $5,000 to $6,000. For a solid, like, arcade-style pinball machine that's really cool. You're saying it's more than that? Like, if you want to get something that actually... Now, this is very, very direct because it's a Bon Jovi pinball machine.
They are limiting this to 700 of them.
Yeah, see, that's...
Obviously, it has Bon Jovi music that plays.
This is like
it.
A serious collector's item, too. Like, not just a pinball machine. But you're going to expect... functionality out of this thing too.
I may have to buy this.
Yeah, see, this has me thinking now. I have always wanted a bubble hockey for the house.
A real good bubble hockey, not one of those tabletop pieces of crap.
I mentioned the company. They're called Ice. They do kick-ass bubble hockey. I think pretty much their business is bubble hockey and the arcade-style Papa Shots. And maybe skee ball too, but I think I know them best for Papa Shot. They do Hoop Fever is the brand. I could definitely kill time on a Papa Shot machine too.
Now they're listing all the songs they have on here.
What are
Ooh,
they?
Ooh, baby. Yeah. Living on a Prayer, Give Love a Bad Name, Wanted Dead or Alive, Bad Medicine, Keep the Faith, It's My Life, Runaway, Have a Nice Day, Born to Be My Baby.
Bed of Roses?
I'll Be There for You, Lay Your Hands on Me, Raise Your Hands, Let It Rock, In These Arms, Bed of Roses, Legendary, and Always.
Wow.
Baby, I'm going to put the deposit down. All I have to put is $2,000 down.
$2,000 out of $12,000.
Eventually.
Can I just pay it all now?
We can all go in on it, right? Akron football has hit a new high or low, depending on who you ask. Details coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving a little slow due to an accident on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and 71. And there's a couple-minute holdup on northbound 315 from King Avenue to North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Audible. When you start listening to books on Audible, traffic might seem like less of an annoyance and more of an opportunity for another chapter. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Sting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Four-time Pro Bowl wideout Stephon Diggs is signing a one-year deal with the Washington Commanders. Diggs has posted 1,000 yards in 7 of his last 8 years. Baseball Columbus Clippers thump Syracuse 8-4 this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Guardians called up Clippers infielder Angel Hanau, DFAing Gabriel Arias. Hanau will bat ninth and play third tonight when the Guards host the New York Mets, while the Cincinnati Reds host the Athletics, both at 6:40. Scores in progress, bottom 10, Toronto leads Houston 5-3. Top 8, Pete Crow Armstrong's two homers have helped the Chicago Cubs lead the LA Dodgers 7-4. Top 8, Texas leads San Francisco 5-0. And in the bottom of the 6th, Tampa Bay paces Colorado 3-0. This update sponsored by Turbo Track Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at Turbo Track Realty for a cash offer. 614-472-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan.
Over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Mikey, I would like to talk about the good old Mac. You like some Maction when that comes along?
I got no problem with that. It's a fun watch sometimes.
Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
We get
like the middle of October, Teddy, and they start throwing that at us on ESPN.
Weekday Mac football. Is the original crappy football that nobody watched.
Right.
Okay, because now we got like the UFL and we got to watch that crap. But at least with Maction, there's a history. There's a history of crap, and I enjoy it.
And at least it's on Tuesday night or Wednesday night. So if it sucks, well, it's Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. We'll do it
again.
It's
okay if it sucks on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. You tried. You put your best foot forward.
You tried.
You
opened up the glass bowl.
We attempted. We made the effort. Now, you know, 900 people showed up and it got less people watched this than are watching Dave Portnoy's show on Fox Sports. But hey, either way, we went out there and we did it. No, I kid. It's a special thing for a lot of you guys that are alums of the Ohio MAC schools. You like to support your teams. I appreciate seeing you guys support your teams. I have an extra special appreciation for those that put their actual alma mater first in their fandom over Ohio State. Because a lot of people, that's like secondary, third, fourth, but you went to school there. Whether it's a little program or a very big program, I find it cool when I meet people that say like, oh, it's me, I'm watching Kent State football every single time they're on TV. I won't miss them.
Jen Winters went to OU.
Went to OU.
Right?
Yep.
And if memory serves, maybe she can correct my memory, but when OU plays Ohio State, she still roots for Ohio State.
Which I find insane. You went to a school. I understand you get to like Ohio State a little bit because they're on a different level.
As a Buckeye fan.
I get it, but
right?
You went.
Then she spent 4 years at an institution. Does that change your entire fandom for the rest of your life?
To me, it does. To me, that's my opinion. It does. Now, we've had even weirder ones. We've had people that have been around here that have grown up, like living and may have worked here or whatever. You know, you love the Buckeyes, went to school at OSU, but maybe mom and dad went to another school and you take mom and dad's school over your own. Like, I don't understand. Like, if your mom and dad went to Illinois.
That was like Chops with Iowa.
Chops did it with Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chops was, God love him, he loved the Buckeyes. He went to school here, worked here. Mom and dad were Iowa folks. He would go for Iowa if it was straight up Ohio State and Iowa. I find that insane. Like, my parents went to Purdue. I'm not pulling for the Boilers even when they play Ohio State. And I didn't even go to Ohio State. But I'm pulling for the Buckeyes against anybody in the Big Ten. The one thing that I don't know how I would quite go with is if they met in a really important basketball game. Because the last time they did that, I did not know I was coming to this place. They played that Final Four game in 2012, and then later that year, somehow I was here in Columbus doing this job.
My parents went to DePaul, and that's why I have a life-size picture of Chris Holtman in my kitchen.
You have a Chris Holtman fat head?
That's right. It's in my kitchen.
Who are the? They had famous coaches back in the day. Meyer.
Oh, Ray.
Right?
Ray and Joey Meyer.
Ray and Joey Meyer.
Ray Meyer was the dad, and he was the most successful. And then Joey came along. But
was Frederick
Mark Aguirre?
Was Frederick Meyer grandfather?
No. He did start the store though. Meyer. Mm-hmm.
You're saying Mark Aguirre, right?
Well, I'm just saying they had great teams back in the 70s, and then.
Not. They do have Max Strus rattling around in the NBA.
Oh, hello.
He was an alum.
Max Struess sounds like a friend that I went to camp with, Timmy.
Yes, I know, Wolfgang. So,
I mean the good camp, not the bad camp that we would send people to for no reason whatsoever.
Let me tell you, Wolfgang, what Akron is up to this year, all right? Well, we're talking about Mac football.
Skate right on by that joke, Timmy.
I certainly did.
I know you did.
What do you expect me to do, Wolfgang?
Nothing.
So, Akron is going to do a little something to try to boost their season ticket sales. So, here's what happens. They're going to raffle off the ability to write the opening script in their home opener against Robert Morris. And what I mean by that,
what is write the opening script?
What I mean by that is you get to call the offensive plays for the entire opening drive. If it's three and out, it's three and out.
It probably will be.
yeah. But if you call that, you know, nice out route on third and six, if you're lucky enough to get that call and quarterback completes the pass, I don't know. Who's the quarterback at Akron, Mike?
Flappy McFlapperson.
And then he throws that ball to Jimmy Zipper.
Sure. Jimmy Zipper.
Son of the great George Zip. So he throws that, and you get to keep calling all the way until you possibly kick a field goal or score a touchdown.
I would call the most ridiculous plays that I could. All right, so it's first down, right? Akron's got the ball.
Flea flicker.
And I'm going to say, it comes in on the headset, right? The quarterback's got the play, and he just hears, like, almost apologetically in his head, flea flicker.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Flea flicker on the first play.
Second down.
They run the flea flicker. It's disaster. Doesn't work.
Sacked for 11 yards.
Second
loss.
Play. Second down in 17. Right? Flea flicker.
No.
Again.
No.
You run the same three.
No. We need to do a potpourri of stupid plays. Flea flicker, first down. Sacked for an 11 yard loss. Triple reverse.
That's, and then third down's what? Bark like a dog?
We lose 22 yards, and then halfback pass on third down on third and 33.
So then it's fourth and 50.
And we're going for it. And we're not going
to
punt.
Do you get to make that decision, too?
You should.
I mean, you have four downs, right?
Four downs.
Who says that you can't play offense on fourth down?
So here's the quote. We're always looking for new ways to bring our fans closer to the program, said athletic director Dr. Andrew T. Goodrich. Son of B.F. Goodrich. You know what? There's actually a pretty decent shot that guy is related to tire guy Goodrich.
Up in Akron?
It's a tire town.
Probably. Right? Not a son, though. Maybe a great-grandson.
Great-grandson. Yeah. Well, how old do you think B.F. Goodrich is, the first one? He's probably born in the 1800s.
I'm going to look it up.
He says, this is about giving one of our most loyal supporters a seat at the table, right alongside our coaching staff on the biggest night of the season. So do they get to be there on the sideline? Season ticket holders will be entered into a raffle. Takes place August 19th. The winner will work with head coach Joe Moorhead to script the team's first drive. Moorhead, this being a revenue-driving promotion, the more season tickets he or she buys or refers, the better a chance they have to strap on the play caller's headset. All right.
Strap on.
So they're strap on and get ready to go.
Moorhead, strap on, right, Teddy?
Right, Teddy?
I do it on there, Teddy.
Moorhead. Hey, right?
You're doing good.
All right. It seems like they're not going to let you call the plays in the moment.
Well, that sucks.
They're kind of pulling back on the reins and saying you get a seat at the table and you get to work with Joe Moorhead to script the team's first drive.
I don't like that one bit.
I don't like it for one second.
I don't like that one bit.
I think I want to do it all myself.
Dr. Benjamin Franklin Goodrich started the company.
BF.
And he started it in 1850. He himself was born in 1841 in Ripley, New York.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Uh-huh. I don't know if this current Akron AD is related to him.
Did you think that BF stood for...
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
What? I'm asking if you thought that BF
This is why we're not
for Benjamin Franklin, or if it stood for another thing.
This is why we're not going out to Buckeye Camp tomorrow. All right, that's why they send out T-Bone and Tyvus and Bishop and Friends, because they don't make disgusting observations like that.
Do you think that B.F. Goodrich was buddies with that old pilot from Aer Lingus when he had to fly around? Do you think
Colonel Lingus?
The Colonel?
Stupid idiot.
Shut up.
More of your emails. Good Clean Wednesday coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And watch out for a disabled semi that's blocking the right lane on eastbound 670 at 3rd Street. It's moving slow from 315. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. Why pay full price when you can customize and save? Switch to Liberty Mutual and they'll customize your auto and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus.
A thing that's like, this will make a meal for a family. It's talking like a family of four, and I'm in the family, so I count as like three right off the bat.
Mornings on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
The moisture has increased a bit across central Ohio here all the way through the end of the week. Overnight tonight, maybe a storm early, and then skies will slowly clear overnight into Thursday. Overnight lows at 70. On Thursday, dry sunny in the morning. 30% chance of storms in the afternoon. You'll probably notice the humidity up. Highs around 90. High humidity on Friday with a 60% chance of rain and storms. A chance in the morning and in the afternoon, and highs in the low 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
It's just an unusual two letters to shorten it for a name.
Will you do your
AJ, will you Hawk, do your thing DJ here? Tanner, you know, you just, it's just unusual. BF. So I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, they're experts in a lot of fields. They've got the low testosterone treatment, which has helped both you and I in the past. Man, does it work. They've got ED treatment, which you talked about earlier. Now they are also getting in to the weight loss game. A lot of people are trying to shed some pounds out there, and that's great. And some of you might be having a difficult time getting the ball rolling on that, because when it comes to weight loss, most people know that there's not a magic potion for this. Real results usually come from having the right kind of strategy, support, and medical professionals helping to guide you. That's why Tri-State Men's Health is offering telehealth now for medical weight loss programs. They start by taking the time to understand everything about you, your health situation, your goals, your long-term success. Maybe they just want to know your favorite sports teams just because. They just want to know why you like them. Maybe that has something to do with you not being able to get your weight loss goals. Maybe you're too big because you can't stop eating because your team sucks. Maybe they can take a little trip down that avenue and find out why. But right now, you can get your first consultation free of charge. How cool is that? Learn more. Book your first telehealth visit at tristatemenshealth.com. Do
it. All right. I'm going to tell a little story, and I don't want to hear any interruptions from you. Do I have your honest word?
Yes.
Will you guarantee me that you're not going to interrupt my story?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll just turn my microphone off right now.
Please do. Teddy, I'm talking to you. All right. Talking to you, and I'm talking to the people out there. So earlier today, me and Timmy are playing a game of ping pong. And we have some glass doors we can see outside. What's the matter? I said, don't interrupt me. Glass doors we can see outside. Someone was approaching the door. Timmy says proudly and confidently, Greg Oden's here. I'm like, oh, Greg Oden's here, which is not uncommon for somebody like Greg Oden to show up here. Maybe he was doing a hit on Rothman and Ice. I have no idea. And he said, yeah, but Greg Oden's here. So then we see the door open. The gentleman who walks in was maybe 5'10". Okay? Maybe 5'10", had a beard, and was black. He was the right race, but looked absolutely nothing, and I repeat, nothing, like Greg Oden. Nothing.
When am I allowed to talk?
They all look the same to you, Timmy.
Stop.
I bust out laughing, and I felt bad because I laughed in this guy's face.
No, he was, you, he was no, just you
a,
didn't.
He was just a guy no, coming in didn't. To use the restroom. He's one of our security people. He came in, had to relieve himself, which is perfectly acceptable.
Look.
But you, like, oh, Greg Oden's here. The guy couldn't have looked less. They both were men. They both were black. The end. That's where it ended.
That's not.
No, that's where it ended.
That is not the end.
You are a giant racist.
No, I am not.
Just huge.
Oh, my God.
Giant. Teddy.
I love everybody.
What do you think, Teddy?
I love everybody.
Does not sound good.
No, it's not good.
Teddy,
no.
Shut up. You weren't there. If you saw what I saw, I mean, looking through the garage doors.
Timmy, he was 5'10".
He was like 6'4".
He was not.
I know you're short and you want everybody else to be short with you.
He was
at least 6'4" when I got a closer look, but it was just like the way he was walking. I just got like a Greg Oden vibe. Maybe it's because I heard Thad Matta on the station earlier this week. And we've had a lot of Buckeye basketball things that are in the news. Team was going to Puerto Rico. And Greg Oden's had more of like the kind of the shaggy, like he's got the beard. And it's not like groomed perfectly every time we see him.
He had a beard. Congratulations.
He's got the beard and he's let that beard grow a little bit. And the hair's grown a little bit.
You're not going to convince me. I looked at this guy. I watched him walk in. And I just started laughing. You started laughing.
I was very upset with myself that I shouted out, and
Greg Oden's here.
I thought like time of day Greg Oden was coming by.
It was the timing too, because you have to go in through two sets of doors, and you can hear clicks when you enter the first set of doors and then the second set of doors. And so I'm just standing there waiting for Greg Oden to come through the door. So I hear click number one, and then I hear click number two, and I'm expecting this huge hulking Meng to walk through the door. This smaller black man with a beard.
Sugar Ray Leonard eats here on the house anytime he wants.
That's right.
No, I mean, what else?
There's nothing to say. You're a big giant racist. The end.
No. I had the one little Sidney Poitier slip up. I'm trying to honor him. I really thought that was him in the movie. I could do this. You can make the same mistake for someone that's white. It has nothing to do with that. Same mistake can happen. I think I could have thought, oh my God, Aaron Kraft is coming here. There he is. There's Kraft.
You could have.
Comes in and it's Ryan from engineering who got a haircut.
You didn't. All right, come on.
Well, I'm
good, clean email.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
My little visitors.
He's the senior hurler.
You guys were mentioning Terminator 2 coming back to the theaters for its 35th anniversary here this month. What other movies from the past do you think would be best fit for a re-release? And Mike, is there ever going to be a movie to get you back out there?
No.
And haven't you had to take Samantha to a movie ever?
I have not. No. Her mom takes her to the movies. First of all, Samantha's not a big movie fan. She thinks everything is scary. I mean, I'm serious.
What if it's not anything scary?
Doesn't have to be. Okay? So Samantha goes over by my parents' house.
Yeah?
And my parents say, let's watch a movie. They try and find the most least offensive movie they can possibly find because I have a 9-year-old that is scared of her own shadow. And so Samantha comes home. And I said, how was Nona and Papa's?
Mm-hmm. All right, we watched a movie.
Okay, what movie did you watch?
It was really scary.
Then I'm thinking in my head, like, what the hell did they show this kid? What, are my parents showing her like some sort of like The Exorcist or something?
No, we watched Splash.
I said, what did you watch?
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Cheaper by the Dozen?
Cheaper by the Dozen was too scary for you?
What is that one again, real quick?
It's like the Brady Bunch. It's chaotic house with lots of kids running around and hijinks. Right? It's a family movie. It's a kid's movie. And I said, what is possibly scary about that?
There were times where they were hanging from the chandelier, and I thought maybe one of them was going to fall.
Oh,
and I
no.
got scared.
Oh, my God. And then I put her in the car, went right to the therapist.
She's got like a complex or something then, Mike.
Oh, my God. She ran behind the couch, my parents said.
Like, would she be so she would be afraid of just like typical G or PG, like
if
Home
there's
Alone.
Some sort of
Home Alone, then would terrify her.
She didn't like it.
That would be terrifying with the burglars
of peril.
Peril.
She's nutty with it. She couldn't make it through ET.
What about angst?
Angst and peril.
Yeah. What about you know
dramatic interpretation?
Just things like that.
Mm-hmm.
No good.
By the way, there's nothing that's going to get me back. If it's not Terminator 2, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
All right, here's one.
It's not getting me back.
I need you to visualize for this one. My NBA aficionados.
I took a look at Baines in the shower. He looks like all of Australia. He is really put together.
Maybe the Boston Celtics is your answer here. We were talking about classic-looking NBA uniforms in the office, and with LeBron's move to the Sixers, we were noting those late 90s, early 2000s Sixers, Allen Iverson uniforms that were black with the thicker shoulders. Did those come to mind?
I do remember
those.
You
like visualize that one?
Yeah.
Any other classic uniforms come to mind? And also, for your test, can you name one teammate of Allen Iverson's in Philly?
Well, you know, the NBA is not my jam.
How about Anthony Mackie? Or McKee? Anthony McKee? Or was
Anthony
it Mackie?
McKee was someone.
Eric Snow. There you go. Dikembe Mutombo was with the Sixers, too.
Not today! Oh, look, Dikembe Mutombo just walked in. Nope. That's Beamer.
Shut up.
I host Buckeye Show, not today. Jeff Rimmer. He will join us. Are we doing a video link with him, by the way? Can you watch him on YouTube?
Yes.
All right, listen to me.
Is he done? Is he in there?
Yes. This okay. is going to be a complete yes. and total disaster. So if you're not on YouTube and you have the ability to get on YouTube, please do. Go to YouTube, search 971 The Fan, click on the live stream, and then watch the hilarity ensue. Actually, my daughter's already run behind the couch because this is going to be scary for her. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing delay on westbound 70 downtown near Livingston Avenue. And you're looking at a 10-minute holdup if you're traveling northbound 71 on the north side from East Broad Street to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely, unless you're a certified Rude Pro Partner and fix a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Oh, every single week we talk to Rims, and every single week it just gets better and better. And he joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
And on YouTube, let's not forget that.
Do you have a new microphone?
I sure do. I've gone out and invested. And invested in a mic, and
where'd you get?
Hey, we're going to be doing this every week.
In the garbage?
Nope. Here, take a look.
I can see it. It's a big black mic.
Bought it on Amazon.
I understand.
What does it look like again?
It's a big black mic.
It's big,
phallic shaped,
and black.
Rimmer, I was talking about this. I was talking about this earlier. It really bothers me. When I read just irresponsible crap about how the Blue Jackets are going to move, they're going to relocate now, and it's based on nothing, I'll be the first one, and you know this, to bend this franchise over and give it to them when I feel like they deserve it. But this is ridiculous to me. Give me your take.
It's a joke. And it's one person that puts some type of tweet out and not even saying the team was going to relocate. It's a bunch of garbage. If you take a look at this Blue Jacket hockey team, yes, we need better results on the ice. But understand one thing. The fans here, and I write about it in my book, which, by the way, a milestone was reached today. We are now in total production, and we are moving along. Nonetheless, I mean, this team has the best fans in the National Hockey League. They support the team. There's corporate support for this team. They're going to be right at the cap. There is no reason to even equate this franchise with what went on in Phoenix and the eventual move to Salt Lake City. Give me a break.
Well, that's what I don't understand.
Irresponsible reporting.
It's a completely different situation. Yes, ultimately the Coyotes had to move. They were also playing in a college hockey arena. They bent over backwards to keep that team in that market. The reality is the fan base wasn't there, and they had no place to play. And we just talked about that they're going to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in a nationwide arena to renovate it.
Yeah. It's, again, irresponsible reporting, and it was just taken totally out of context. And as a result, all it takes is one person. And if one person writes something, everybody else jumps on. It's like a broken record. And for me, it couldn't be any further from the truth.
I also have seen this, too, and I don't think there's any similarities. The other thing that I saw was, well, there sure seemed to be some smoke, or there was smoke and some fire to
there's
the
no
Zach
smoke. No.
I wasn't talking about the relocation thing. But people were using that and saying, well, you know, we talked about Zach Werenski, and it turns out there was a meeting, and maybe we don't know what his future is beyond this year. But that's not even close to the same thing. There are teams every single year in the NHL that have players, for myriads of reasons, are going to think about their future. Or maybe they want to take it a year later before they sign a long-term deal. That is a far cry from trying to push something out there that a team is going to leave their actual city when there's nothing there that says anything of the sort.
And let me say something about Werenski right now. I talked to someone with the hockey team today, and he had a long conversation with Zach Werenski. And all Zach wants, never said he wanted to be traded. As I told you several weeks ago, that was the figment of his attorney, his agent, call him what you want. He's the one that created the entire story, and it was wrong. And all Zach wants, again, according to the gentleman that I talked to today, who's very much involved in the organization, all Zach wants is what we all want, and that's for this team to win hockey games, be in the playoffs, and show that there's some promise ahead.
Name dropping with
by
Jeff
the way, Mike,
what?
I
hate
this,
by the way.
I've got to compliment you on a couple of things.
What?
Your hair's longer. You've lost some weight. I'm really impressed, and I just wanted to pass that along now that we're on YouTube and I can see you.
Thank you. Your connection is terrible on this microphone, too, by the way.
Some people have suggested, do we think that the mic is actually plugged in, or are you just speaking into it, but it's still the external microphone on the PC that's picking it up?
No, it's plugged in. Let me maybe I can try another. Is this better? This better? Testing, 1, 2.
It sounds the same. You were just breaking up a little bit too, with your answers.
Yeah.
All right, will you please talk about your friends, Byers Imports, by the airport?
I will certainly talk about Byers Imports, but not before I show you the completed book. This was...
Oh, this is why you wanted to do this on camera today. You wanted to show us the cover of the book.
No, that's not why, but I just thought about it because it was sitting next to me here. But hey, Byers Imports by the airport. When it comes... to top quality service, your Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Subaru, and Polestar dealer. Not all service departments are the same. You know that. I've been saying that for a long time. Byers Imports, they invite you to dare to compare. They're factory-trained technicians, use specialty tools, equipment others do not have access to, and only factory-approved parts that your vehicle was designed with, delivering better performance and longer life. Yes, they've got all brands at Byers Imports by the airport. Great service. And by the way, they have nice people to deal with each and every day at Byers Imports.
By the airport. Rimmer, any names to drop this week? Or you want to talk about the book? What do you want to talk about?
I have a name to drop this week.
Really?
What's that?
You want to talk about the book? Let's talk about that.
All right. By the way, I told the publisher yesterday in our Zoom, I need three copies of the book immediately now that it's in production for the three of you, the two of you in the studio, and my good friend Ted, who may be the first to get a book.
That's very nice. I mean, that's rude to us, but that's very nice to Teddy.
He likes Ted more than he likes us.
Are you going to autograph these books?
I talk to you and actually compliment you here today on your hair. I kind of like the long hair look and the fact that you look a lot more svelte.
That's
very nice.
Lost a little bit of weight, Rims. I'm taking the GLP-1 shots in the stomach.
Jeff, he's doing six. He's up to six pull-ups now. How many pull-ups are you doing these days?
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly.
-3.
No, you shouldn't be doing pull-ups at your age. You'll be dead. You can't do that. I can barely do them at my age.
You're looking great, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Can't wait to see you in person, in the studio, and for the launch, which is getting awfully close here.
It'll be here before you know it. It'll be about, 6 weeks or so until we have the official launch?
Exactly. Right. Less than that, yeah.
Is it available for pre-order yet?
No. Any day I will update as soon as I know.
Okay. Thank you, Rims. We'll talk to you next week.
Testing 1, 2.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Over and out.
Okay. Teddy, please.
Thanks, Jeff.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Actually, Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems says they don't want to be associated with that hotline.
Associated.
Associated. Teddy, I blame you for that. All right?
You didn't enjoy that?
Because, Teddy, you said to me, oh, you're going to be on the video. It's going to be great. I tested it out with him. That sucked. There's a lag. His mic sucked. I don't think he even had it plugged in.
Oh, come on. It was funny.
No.
It was funny.
We're not doing that anymore.
He actually said testing 1, 2 live on the air.
He was fine.
Then he did another testing 1, 2 to end the interview just to be funny.
We're not doing it.
Why?
Again? Because it sucked.
Yeah, but
get on the phone.
The phone cuts in and out at times though too. So
all right, let's pull the plug on the entire segment.
I think it just sort of it fits like what this interview is with Rimmer. You know, Rimmer kind of
bad connection and the lag time fits the interview. Well, then what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
All right, back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's blocking two right center lanes on northbound 270 on the east outer belt between 670 and Easton Way. And there's a couple minute holdup on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Audible. When you start listening to books on Audible, traffic might seem like less of an annoyance and more of an opportunity for another chapter. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube, along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Wednesday to you.
How you doing, Beam?
Good, Timmy. How you doing?
Fantastic, man. I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yes. Real quick though,
yeah.
Beam, you just caught the end of watching us play Pongy out there. We switched up our format the last couple days, and it's very interesting what's happened.
Going total aggregate.
Yeah, aggregate, exactly. It's a little like European soccer style with some of those three game series or whatever. And yesterday we had it at 64-64, and we also went with a little Jason Elam ending when we got to the final points that we
decided we're in our last segment before we come in and do the crosstalk. Yeah. So that game finished 65-64. I won all those points.
And within, it's 1 point that separates the winner from the loser.
And then today, we got even more points in. He was up 69-61 late. I stormed back, thank you. And we had a 75-73 win for him. So across 2 days, 65-64 and 75-73. We are as close as two people that you could find of the same skill level at ping pong. It's almost like we've morphed to each other's games because I don't play anyone else ever in ping pong. People think we're playing all this pong out there. I do. I play it every day, Monday through Friday, with you, and that's about it.
It's like Phil and Tiger going back and forth.
It is. And I'm Tiger, and you're Phil.
No, I'm not Phil.
What makes you Tiger?
If you want to be a drug addict talking to the president on the phone, I guess I'll be Mr. Paternity Suit sending my pee-pee to random women.
No big deal. I was just talking to the president.
Yeah, what's worse at that stage, right? Tiger or Phil?
You know, I make fun of my daughter because we make fun of everybody around here.
Nice article today, by the way.
Stop it.
Well, Barrett Sports Media treatment.
Stop it. Nice one. We went the entire show without bringing this up. You rat bastard.
You can go read about Common Man.
No.
I actually went to the site. I couldn't find it anywhere. I just clicked like seven different links. I found it on like the bottom of KNBR's webpage.
You know what the cutest thing my daughter does, though?
What?
So I get little notifications on my phone when somebody rings a doorbell. We got the smart doorbell, right?
Yeah.
So I get a little, pretty much every single show, get a little notification that says doorbell. And I click on it. And it's my daughter going to get a package off of the front porch, and she rings the doorbell and blows me kisses because she knows that I'm going to check.
Oh, that's really sweet.
The doorbell.
I didn't know people were doing that.
Isn't that the sweetest thing in the world?
Yeah,
she blows me kisses and does like heart hands and waves to me, and
that's
just
so sweet.
Threw my phone on the desk. Yeah.
If we had a ring camera thing, my son would probably lift his leg and like rip a fart.
Well, that's the difference.
Give me
between
the middle
finger. 14-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl.
I mean, I don't think there's much difference between a 14-year-old and a 3-year-old because William is walking around the other day naked as all get out as the day he came into this world. I was carrying his brother with him. He was eating
just
a piece of toast.
Walking around butt ass naked?
In rain boots. Yeah. And he looked
in
at me.
Boots?
The first time he saw me for the day, it was 7:15 in the morning. He looks at me, he's eating this piece of toast, he just goes, not today.
I'm like, what does that even mean? Where did you learn that?
Not today.
Yeah, where did you learn that?
He looked at you and said, not today.
I'm like, you're the naked one in rain boots.
I ain't talking to you, man. You suck.
So that's going to be a long day for mom then.
Oh
my God.
And again, you have a boy, I have a girl. She's going to be 10 coming up in a few months, but she still just walks around the house completely and totally naked to the point where it's like, honey, would you like me to give you some privacy? You know, you're the age now. I sort of start the conversation.
Wait, hold on.
Where, you know, maybe you don't want your dad to see you completely naked.
No, who cares?
She's still.
Oh, yeah. Just walks around the house. Door never closes in a room. She just keeps. I said, honey, you can
are all of you doing that together as nudists?
No.
Is there something that we don't know about the household?
Not that
there's anything wrong with that.
I will actually go and close her door while she's getting dressed to give her privacy that she does not request.
Okay, but she also will kind of, in main levels of the house,
yeah, just walk around naked.
Just walk, like she doesn't
she
have
takes,
a task at hand. She wasn't like,
no,
just out of the shower.
She will,
she's probably still
take
taking baths,
craps
right?
With the door open.
What?
Yeah.
Horrible pet peeve of mine. Anybody who does
no,
that.
She doesn't take baths. She takes showers.
Tell that to my son.
Your son takes a bath?
Yeah, that's right.
He sits in a tepid pool
he?
Of his
yeah.
own filth?
You know how old he is.
I don't.
Old. Old
he's
as
14.
Hell.
You can't wash your anus properly in a bath.
No kidding.
Especially him, he's going to football practice and stuff like that.
Doesn't take a shower.
He needs a jet engine
of course
to go up his butt.
I want them to be abolished. Not allowed. I haven't taken a bath in I don't know how many decades.
You guys have a bidet in your house?
I'm interested in one.
I'd like one.
Yeah, you don't?
No.
But you're interested like me?
I think so.
I've dabbled, had one in Italy.
Yeah?
It squirted me in the eye.
Mm. Well, you're not supposed to stare into it.
My left eye.
Oh, okay.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Yeah. Well, I bent down to see how this was going to work. Right?
Your first mistake.
You think it was the old whispering eye?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis.
I bent down.
Never look into a loaded gun, man.
I didn't know. Then there's a little button. I didn't know what the button did. And then it squirted me right in the eye.
I wonder, does this button activate the water spritz? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. It does. Well, it could also act as like if you were Bill Nye the Science Guy, you need to have like an eye cleaning station,
right?
That's right. And my eye was squeaky clean with toilet water.
I'm sure that's not dirty water or anything. No, I was at an Airbnb once, and the toilet had it there, and I'm like, I'm going to use it. I'm intrigued. It was the noise you make though the first time.
Yeah.
So you've tried?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, it was like a woo! It's just everything just rushed through you.
All right, Lori. Felt good.
Yeah, absolutely. Even had a drying mechanism in it, too.
Ooh.
This had to be like a $6,000 toilet, this thing.
Never heard of the drying mechanism.
Yeah.
I'm interested, though.
Just like air, obviously?
It's not a
hand that comes up like a paper.
Like a Dyson.
It was, it was like Dyson-style jet engine air.
That scares me, though. What if it sucks out my hemorrhoid?
It's not sucking, it's blowing.
It's not sucking, it's blowing?
Yeah.
Yeah. BF Goodrich, Beamer, what do you think the BF stands for?
I don't know. Best friend.
He was named Best Friend Goodrich.
Yeah,
best
why not? Friend. There's some crazy Goodrich. Names out there.
It's Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, okay.
It's Goodrich. Not really a two-letter that you hear a lot. You know, like you hear...
bifocal.
You hear BJ a lot. For a name, like AJ Hawk, you know, DJ Tanner. You hear those a lot.
BF.
You don't hear BF.
No. But
it's
DP.
Just an odd one. You don't hear DP.
Dan Patrick.
DP, friends with BF.
Yeah.
What about DS?
CS?
Nintendo?
CS. What about MF?
MF, yeah.
CS Lewis. It's the only CS I know.
TS, not DS, like T.S. Eliot, the poet.
What about T.Y.?
T.Y. Hilton.
That's the only one I know.
Wow. Good on the T.Y. Hilton. What's he doing?
Working at the Sitco. I haven't thrown that out in a while.
How's Ike Hilliard doing these days? Did he land a job?
He lives in your town.
You'd move to Hilliard.
That'd be something. You know, he could be like the mayor.
I'll tell you what, Tyvis Powell's got to get out of Lewis Center. And he's got to get into Powell.
Right?
He's one city over.
Come on, man.
Beamer, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, coming up tonight, 2 full hours. Justin Zwick is hanging out with me. We are on the eve of Buckeyes starting training camp. Austin Ward is going to join us at 6:15. Ryan Day was on the Worldwide Leader earlier on today. You'll hear from him. And then one team in college football, if you want to be a coach and an offensive coordinator, well, one team's got something for you. We'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour.
Baby.
Shaq just walked in. No, just Reimer.
Jeez. The
Back Page. Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
What's Greg Oden up to?
You know, I was wondering about that myself.
Using our bathroom here at the fan.
He's not stopping by here.
Wasn't Gio at Butler?
I think so.
Yeah.
Butler?
Hey, the Washington Commanders, they made a signing, and I think they were like, who can we bring in that is going to be like the best kind of leader off the field, on the field? He does everything right. He stays out of trouble. So they signed Stephon Diggs today.
I think he got off from that though, right? He didn't choke the bitch.
Oh yeah, he's out. Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch? That's Wayne Brady, not me.
Buckeye show is coming up next. Greg Oden's on our show tonight, folks.
You got Gio?
See you tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue and a couple-minute holdup on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and Roberts Road. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. You know how some places have a secret menu? Well, this is not that menu. It's the Cantina menu, and it's only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.